Dr. K in PA, you live with Stephen A. What's going on?
Steve, I'm in Lower Merion, Pennsylvania. Good afternoon. How are you?
How are you, sir? Go ahead.
Okay, let me make a couple of points. First of all, I grew up on Long Island. Big Knicks fan like yourself was there for the championships way back when. He used to scout tickets for a guy named Rodney Parker, who represented Fly Williams, if you know that, if you know that name. But either way.
Yes, Sly Williams. Did you say Sly Williams?
Fly Williams, yes.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. Well, go ahead.
Rodney Parker, big brother with a black afro. You know, he was the man back then, Steve, when scouting was, you know, on the streets of the Garden, you know. But what's got me perturbed, Steve, is the whole Spike Lee saga, the whole Spike Lee scenario. You know, I was, the whole Reggie Miller thing at the Garden years ago where, you know, taunting him and the Knicks losing. But forget about that. Let's get the
I was getting ready, Dr. K, I ain't gonna lie to you. I was getting ready to ask you, why are you calling? I mean, you're on live radio. You gotta tell me why you're calling, but go ahead.
I'm calling because I don't like the fact of what Spike Lee wore that outfit at the NBA All-Star game on Sunday. And then
what did he wear?
He wore that pro-Palestinian hoodie representing Palestine and then denying that Devi Avia wasn't Jewish. He didn't know he was Jewish, Steve. He said he didn't know he was Jewish. He wore that hoodie purposely. Because to divert the attention from an Israeli player playing in the game. And nobody on your network or NBC brought it up or addressed that issue.
Well, let me say, hold on. First of all, I knew nothing about it. That's number one. Secondly, respectfully, Dr. K, I'm not, I love Spike Lee. I know him. He's a friend. I knew nothing about what he wore. I knew nothing about the message. And I don't support anything remotely anti-Semitic. Let me be very, very clear about that. Nothing remotely anti-Semitic. And if you are a Jewish individual, I'm assuming you are, but I don't know. But if you are a Jewish individual and that's how you took it, I don't blame you at all for taking it up with anybody that you believe engaged in anything remotely anti-Semitic, and that includes Spike Lee. Having said that, I also want to remind you of this, and I want to remind everybody of this because this is incredibly important. This is America, and whether we like it or not, people have their views, and whatever their views may be, in support of one group of people over another, more than another, as much as another, or whatever it is, that is what makes this country who we are. Not eradicating and dismissing beliefs, but understanding that people have a right to feel the way that they feel. Now, being anti-Semitic and stuff like that, just like being anti-Palestinian or whatever, all of that stuff is wrong. But there are people that are not anti-Semitic, they're simply individuals that look at what has transpired in a place like Gaza and the Gaza Strip and all of that other stuff. And they're looking at it and they're saying, well, damn, people are being displaced and innocent women and children are suffering. That's a bigger, more expansive subject. It's not suited for a sports show. But we need to understand that just because people are supportive of those innocent lives that happen to live in Palestine, and having to live in the Gaza Strip and stuff like that doesn't make them anti-Semitic. Now, there are those who are anti-Semitic, and there's no reason on earth that they should ever be applauded and they should ever be celebrated. But there are people who are not anti-Semitic at all, but they're just proponents and supporters of the displaced, the disenfranchised, and the innocent amongst us. We have to be able to draw a line to highlight and delineate the difference before we move forward. And that's all I'm going to say. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is 888-623-3646. Who's on the phone, Griff? Who's on the phone? Okay. By the way, my producer just sent me something. He said that Spike Lee had a statement, and he wanted me to make sure I read it. Appreciate my producer doing that. Based on the caller and what he just brought up, official Spike Lee account says, much respect to Dena Avdija from the Portland Trailblazers, the first Israeli-born player in the NBA All-Star game. Congratulations also to all the players in the NBA. There's been some conjecture about what I wore to the games on Saturday and Sunday. The clothes I wore are symbols of my concern for the Palestinian children and civilians. and my utmost belief in human dignity for all humankind. What I wore was not intended as a gesture of hostility to Jewish people or to support violence against anyone, nor was it intended as a comment on the significance of Denny being an all-star. There were 28 NBA players chosen to be in LA this weekend. I didn't know them all, and Denny planned for the Portland Trailblazers, a West Coast team. I didn't know Denny as the first Israeli-born NBA All-Star. He can ball. Now I do know. Live and learn, onward and upward. Peace and love. That is a perfect statement by Spike Lee. That is a perfect statement by Spike Lee. I completely support Spike Lee on that. I'm talking about basic. I didn't even know about this issue. So the caller calling up here, and I get sick and tired, and I want to say this for the record. I'm getting sick and tired of people always calling up every time there's an issue. And the ESPN and these other networks, nobody discussed it at all. We may not have known. We may not have cared. We didn't know it was a damn story. Now that we do, we addressed it. Ain't nobody running from attacking the subject on this show. I will address any damn thing on my platforms. Ain't a damn subject I'm running from. I think I've proven that over the years. So let's get that out the way first. Secondly, to go back over Spike Lee's statements, what did he say here? A very important point. The clothes I wore are symbols of my concern for the Palestinian children and civilians. I have no problem with that. How can anybody? I know folks in the Jewish community that feel terrible about what's happened in the Gaza Strip and beyond, and how Palestinian women and children were displaced, and how this incessant bombing by Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel was an issue. Guess what? They still felt it was necessary because of Hamas crossing the lines and kidnapping and killing people, but felt it's terrible what happened to the Palestinian folks. There are millions upon millions of people inside and outside the Jewish community who feel that way. Spike Lee, without explanation, that's justification for the caller to call up here and complain about that. But now that Spike Lee has issued that statement, I see nothing wrong with his explanation as to why he wore what he wore. Zero. Two things can be true. You can recognize the fact that Israel has every right to defend itself and that it was instigated by Hamas and what it did on October 7th, years ago. And in the same breath, still have concerns for innocent women and children caught in the crosshairs. Two things could be true. That much we can agree on. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more of your calls and then some in a minute.